You're listening to the Realized Empath Podcast, where we get real about loving and stumbling through our sensitive lives with your host and holistic counselor, Kristen Schwartz, who helps redefine what's possible for an empath who embraces a path of self-healing.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Realized Empath Podcast. I'm Kristen Schwartz, and today we're going to be dissecting some of the most common things empaths say about themselves. We're going to explore why these thoughts surface, their potential impacts on our lives, and how we can harness them for growth. So let's examine each statement, understand its roots, and transform our perspective to empower our empathic selves. So the first one is, I feel everything so deeply. So this thought often stems from our acute sensory perceptions and deep emotional processing. Empaths say this because they experience emotions more intensely than the average person. While this deep feeling can foster deep relationships and artistic expression, it can also lead to emotional burnout if not managed carefully. By channeling this depth into creative activities, empaths can actually prevent overwhelm and use their sensitivity as a source of strength and inspiration. And here's the second thing that empaths may say about themselves. I can't help but take on other people's emotions. So what this statement does is it reflects the empathic trait of emotional contagion, where one naturally mirrors the emotions they perceive around them. While this can make empaths excellent supporters and healers, it can also blur the lines between their emotions and those of others. And what this does is it leads to confusion and fatigue. So learning to recognize and separate your emotions from everybody else is crucial. And empaths can practice techniques like visualization or simple affirmations to remind themselves that they are observers of emotions, not carriers. All right, number three, I'm too sensitive to handle this world. This is something we can hear when empaths feel overwhelmed by the harsh realities around them. Raise your hand if this is true for you right now. So this statement comes from fatigue or disillusionment, especially after exposure to intense negative situations. Though sensitivity can seem like a barrier sometimes, and I get that, it also equips us with the unique ability to empathize and connect deeply. So reframing this sensitivity as a tool rather than a hindrance can help empaths navigate the world more effectively. And when we do that, we can leverage our empathic skills to enact a more positive change and then protect our energy. Another common feeling is people don't understand me. So this usually comes up from experiences where an empath's reactions or needs are met with confusion or judgment by less sensitive individuals. So this feeling can lead to us feeling withdrawn and lonely. And if empaths start believing that no one will ever truly get them, that leads to a whole other slew of problems. But by actively seeking and fostering a community of like-minded people or educating those around you about your traits, empaths can overcome isolation and create a supportive network that leads to increased self-acceptance and understanding. Now, I want to hit on an important point here. A lot of times what we may do is we may strive to get other people to understand us and get us only because our foundation is already really shaky. What I mean by that is, do you get you? Do you truly accept your sensitivity? Do you own it? Do you still hide it? Do you still make excuses for yourself? So a lot of times it's our inner uncertainty about ourselves that we then put on other people and we try to get them to get us before we actually get us. So just something to keep in mind. So another phrase many empaths express is, I'm easily overwhelmed. So this sentiment often comes from the high volume of stimulus that empaths can process daily. That could be crowded environments or intense interactions. Although this can make you more attuned to the subtleties of your surroundings and relationships, it can also hold you back if it's not managed properly. Being overwhelmed can lead to avoidance behaviors, limiting your experiences and interactions. But recognizing and admitting that this trait actually can propel you forward by encouraging proactive management of your environment and your engagements. And what this does is it allows you to take more control rather than feel controlled by your sensitivities. Okay, so empaths often feel like they have to fix everyone else's problems, right? Think about the last time you felt the discomfort of someone else's discomfort. And because it felt uncomfortable to you, you thought you needed to fix them so you could feel better. We can sometimes trick ourselves and tell ourselves little lies that we're helping them to help them. But are we helping them to help them if really we're helping them so we feel better, so we don't feel the energy? So fixing everyone else's problems can arise from the empath's innate ability to feel others' pain as their own. This can actually foster deep connection, sure, and make you feel like a cherished companion, but it can also be a heavy burden. And the mindset can lead to emotional fatigue and burnout, which is holding you back from enjoying healthy, reciprocal relationships. So transforming this belief involves recognizing the limits of your responsibility and focusing on being supportive rather than responsible. And this shift is crucial for personal growth and maintaining sustainable relationships. All right, so many empaths declare, "I hate conflict." And this often comes from the discomfort we can feel in tense situations due to our heightened emotional sensitivity. Heightened emotional sensitivity can promote harmony and understanding sometimes, but it can also prevent you from addressing important issues or asserting your needs. So viewing conflict as inherently negative can prevent you from growth opportunities and strengthening relationships through healthy confrontations. So moving forward, it's beneficial to reframe conflict as a chance for growth and learning and empowering you to take part in discussions that and be assertive and have them be constructive. All right, something else that an empath might say is, "I need to be alone to recharge." And this need arises from the continual emotional and sensory input that we can feel and we can view as draining, right? Solitude can be a powerful tool for recharging and self-reflection, but relying solely on isolation for emotional recovery can lead to loneliness and social disconnection. So it can hold you back from forming supportive, rejuvenating relationships. So acknowledging this need while seeking out and maintaining supportive social contacts can help you maintain a more balanced emotional life. And finally, empaths often say, "I can feel negative vibes immediately." So this finely tuned perception is due to the deep intuitive sense that we can have, right? While this can be protective, helping us to avoid maybe potential harmful situations, it can also create a barrier to new experiences and relationships if it's mismanaged.